Okay, so I want to talk to you a few things. First of all, look, Abby, we talked a lot about the getter of the Yisrael Chilag Yom Kippur. So we saw the machlokes, fundamental machlokes between the Chasam Sofer on the one hand and the Meir Simcha and the Chaim Leizer on the other. The Chasam Sofer holds that since on Yom Kippur you have to have Yisuvi Daite. So he says, so it follows that you have to have Hanoz Meyof. Because what kind of Yisuvi Daite could you have without Hanoz Meyof? So even though Kol HaTorah Kulu we pass like a Yechanan, but all you need is Hanoz Groinei, not Hanoz Meyof. Yom Kippur, he says, you have to have Hanoz Meyof. And if Chaim Leizer, Meir Simcha, they hold this not true, all you have to have is Hanoz Groinei, no different than any other Isser Achimah. So Pshuto, according to Chaim Leizer, Rav Meir Simcha, the Achila Yom Kippur, the Yisrael Achila Yom Kippur, is a Ma'is Achila. The Yisuri Daite is just to be Megala, the Shir is Kikei Seves. You need a Shir of Yisuri Daite. But the Poyal, all you have to have is a Ma'is Achila. A Ma'is Achila is a different Shir, but a Ma'is Achila. Whereas according to Chasam Sofer, you need to have, it's Mamash part of the Gedder, it's just that you have to have the Metzias of Yisuri Daite. Then we were Marech, that even according to the Chasam Sofer, Avadi have to have a Ma'is Achila also. And the Yisuvi Daite has to come through the Ma'is Achila. It has to be a Ma'is Achila HaMiyasheves is Daite. But it's not like two different things. You have to have a Ma'is Achila, and then you also have to have Yisuvi Daite. And it's certainly not that you only have to have Yisuvi Daite. Rather, it's that you have to have a Ma'is Achila, that the Ma'is Achila itself is Miyashev Daite. I wanted to say it, that just like Vishloka Sholten Kolater Kula, that the Anos Meyav is a chelik from the Ma'is Achila. So the Chasam Sofer is Macharis by Yom Kippur, even though normally you don't pass like Kishlokish, but by Yom Kippur, everybody agrees that the Anos Meyav is a chelik of the Ma'is Achila. In an Achila, Amir Shevis is Daiti. With that, I wanted to answer a few things, primarily the Yerushalmi about if Los Kibalua, or Lezer Sheep is that Los is Kibalua, so the Yerushalmi says that would be true even on Yom Kippur. So Chaim Leizer asked, Los might be Kibalua, But what happened to Yisuvi Daite? So Chasam Sofer himself in the Chiddushim says that we don't pass like of Elazar, so it's not a problem. So it's Mamish to Sotero. What does Chasam Sofer want? Nobody ever claimed that we should pass like of Elazar, but you see from a Elazar you don't need a Nos Meyof. A Elazar said it didn't. That Los Kibalua call it in Shari Yisuvi Achila Truma Los is Kibalua, and we all know you have to have a Nos Goyne. But if there's an extra din on your kippur that you have to have a Nos Meyof, why would the Rebbe Elazar be chayluk on that? So I said, Shat Nechasam Sofer, that the din of Hanoz Meyov is a prat in the Achila. You need an Achila that brings the Yishuv Adas, like Rish Lokesh, Goma. And Meyov, that's only Shayach, because man, the Eichel is around. The Eichel is around, you could be Eichelit. And the Achila might continue until Hanoz Meyov, according to Nechasam Sofer. But according to Rebbe Lezer also knows is Kibalua B'Soich Gufa, that once it's chewed, it's Balua B'Guf, it's gone the food. Even the Gabbai Hitzon Shabbos, he'll just call it, it's already Yidda Hanocha, the Mavur and Yishalmi. So if the food is gone, out of the Ma'is Achila is finished. There's nothing to talk about. Once the food is gone, it's Baldur Begufay, so then there's no, like the Mon in the Midbar, there was no Hanos Meyav, because it was right away missing. It was Baldur Begufay right away. But it's called the Ma'is Achila. Yeah, we don't need the Mashal. So according to the lesser amount of the Ma'is Achila is finished with the laws kibalua, but we don't pass like Rebbe Lozer. We hold the food is still around. If the food is still around, so how long is the Ma'is Achila nimshach? Says the Chasam Sofer, until you have the Anos Meyav, because Yom Kippur l'kuli alma is like Shari Zurim according to Reish Lakish. Anyway, that's all from last week. So I want to be meisif that I found that it could be some machlokes shishayim. In Yevamos and that mem, the nidun of the Gemara over there is the Gemara is discussing is achila gasa considered to be a good achila for achilas kotshim. A kotshim you have to have achila, any kotshim you have to have achilas kainim. So the Gemara says that an achila gasa, the Gemara wants to compare that just like we find in Yom Kippur that Reish Lakish said that achila gasa, if a person did an achila gasa in Yom Kippur, is potter. So who are done by Achilas Kotshim and Achilas Gassim not considered to be an Achilah? That's the Gemara. So the Rishayim ask, what's the comparison? Yom Kippur doesn't say Achilah. Maybe in Yom Kippur it says Inui. So if you do Rechila Gasa, so it's still an Inuit. Doesn't take away from the, that's in fact how Rashi says in Yuma. And that Gemara, I think I mentioned the other day, and that Gemara, that that Achila Gasa is Potter on Achila Gasa is Potter in Yom Kippur. So Rashi says because you're not, it's not a, it's not taking away from the Inui, but can't you Meisif Inui? So Rishayim ask it for a kashan on Gemara and in Yavamis. If I'm Yom Kippur, it only has to do with the Inui. It's nothing to do with Achila. So I understand Yom Kippur. Achila Gasa is Potter because Achila Gasa is not antithetical to the Inui. There's more Inui. What's that to do with Achila? When you need Achila, where it says Achila, maybe Achila Gas is also called an Achila. Like, who says from Yom Kippur that Achila Gas is not an Achila? That's Rishonim's Kash. So there's three Terutzim. The Orach Laner says a Teretz. Then in Echanami, the Gemara's Diraya is not primarily from Rish Lakish, it's a member of by Yom Kippur. But Rish Lakish had another member, which the Gemara in Shavuos doesn't bring. But in the Gemara, by us in Yuma, but the Gemara was a I forget what daf it is. But I mentioned it last week. The Gemara at the bottom of the Omid here in Yuma, it's the bottom of Omid base. The Gemara says that Rish Lakish had two members. He said Achila Gasa is Potter on Yom Kippur, and he said Achila Gasa is Potter by Achila Struma. Because so it's Kemois Kiyoichel Patham. So the Rechaneh says that the Gemara in Shavuos, even though it only quotes the part about Yom Kippur, but if it really means the part about Truma, by Truma Taka says Achila, and if Achila Gas is both about Truma, not Bechaymish and so on, so then you see that Kirchel Pratla Masik, so you see it's Taka Nar and Achila. That's the Teres of the Rechaneh. But the Ritva says, the Ritva is the Kasha. Dr. Ritva, Vish Leimar, that's the kasha verse from Taimur. Rabbi Yom Kippurim, like Siv Achila El Inui. B'dilum Mishim Hochi Potter, that Kati Ika Inui, Afal Gav Gav Ad Achila. Who says Achila Gassin, not Achila? Achila it is. But it's just not, it doesn't take away from the Inui. Vish Leimar, that Mishkachin Rochi Mikoi, that Achila Ika Inui. We know that not eating is called an Inui. No, it's even the Torah is Lai Suna, but we have Giluyim in the Pasuk. And Asukis, that when the Torah says not to be, to be Mesad in Yom Kippur, it means not to eat. So it's Ki'ilu the Torah said, the eating that we're talking about is not to do an Achilo. So why didn't it say Loshon of Achilo? Ela Sheshina Akosu B'mashmoi K'dei Shli Yischai B'Kizayis Ela B'Kisevis. Because if it would have said a Loshon of Achilo, I would have thought the Shir is B'Kizayis. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says, by Yasin Yuma. Why did the Torah not say a Loshon? Why did it say a Loshon of Leisun? Why didn't it say a Lad B'Ferish? Say a Lad B'Ferish. That there's no lab befeirish in the Torah about eating on Yom Kippur. It says a chorus. So the Gemara says, because it's not Mishkacha, so what's it going to say? It's going to say, don't eat. It's going to be mashma l'shir z'kizayis. It's going to say, don't be a misana. It's going to be mashma, you're supposed to, that's the opposite we want to say. We want to say, you should be a misana. So there's no way for the Torah expressed the law. And then Rav asked the Kasha, no, let it say, l'shasuru mina inui. The Gemara says, Kasha. But the point of me seeing the Gemara, this notion, the Torah couldn't have said a loshna v'achila because it would have been mashma kizayis. So the Ritva takes that and he says that that's the only reason why the Torah didn't say Loshon of Achila. Really, the Torah could have said Loshon of Achila. Or be Misanah from Achila, which would be a way of saying don't eat. But then the Shul would be B'Kizayis. So the Torah said it's a different Loshon of Ashalei Tuna in order to tell me that the Shir is B'Kikei Seves. Like upon him, the Ritva seems to be saying that Emes is Yisr Achila. And as Gidrei Achila. And if an Achila Gasa is not called an Achila for Yom Kippur, that means it's not an Achila. And if it's not an Achila in Yom Kippur, it's not an Achila for anywhere, because the Gidri Achila in Yom Kippur are the same as everywhere else. I so why to say a different Loshon of Shaloi Tuna, just to be Megala L'Shir B'Kikei Seves. It's Kemat Mefurish in Ritva that the requirements, the definition of Achila for Yom Kippur is not any more rarefied, doesn't require anything more than the regular Achila that you have in Kol HaTorah Kula. And if an Achila Gasa in Yom Kippur is not an Achila, and you're not Chayiv for an Achila Gasa, that means that it's not an achila, because there's nothing else. It's not even like there's some kind of din, achila plus. You have to, the din of achila in Kippur is achila, plus you have to have some kind of extra yisuvi daite and satisfaction. If that were the case, then the ritual didn't solve the problem. Just because on Yom Kippur, achila gaso is not chayiv, you're not chayiv for an achila gaso, that's because you don't have the element of yisuvi daito. So what's but maybe an achila it is. Maybe it's called an achila. Maybe an achila gasa is an achila. That's the infus kasha in the first place. Maybe an achila gasa is an achila. Why are you putting in your kippur? But it's not. It doesn't take away from the suvi daite. It doesn't take away from the inui fakir. It's meisif on the inui. So what's the raya to achilas kotsin? What's the raya to other achilas? So what's the infus teretz? The infus teretz is no. All there is by yom kippur is an isra achila. It says it's a different lashon in the Torah. Yeah, the Torah says a different lashon to mimegala. The shear is not kizayis. The shear is bekesemus. But the ba'etzim gedder is there isn't isra achila. That's the regular gidrei achila. You haven't called it her kula. So I think it's came out mefurish and utva, like of Chaim Moshe, like of Meir Simcha, that this takin no did on Yom Kippur that you need Yisuvi Daita B'Poyel. It's even more than Chaim Moshe. Chaim Moshe didn't say a hasbara. Chaim Moshe said a raya that you don't need an oz mayo. The Ritva is saying, it's a hasbara. There's nothing in Achila Yom Kippur that you don't have in Shara Achilas. It's an Isser Achila with the bigger shear. And that's all it is. Just like Chay Shrotzen has a smaller shear. So Achila Yom Kippur has a bigger shear. But the Etzim, it's an Isser Achila. And what's not called an Achila for Yom Kippur, Achila Gasa, for example, so that's not called an achila for other isur. So I think this ritva is a very sharp formulation of the shita of Chaim Eisen and Rav Meir Simcha. There's no din you need yisur v'dayte v'poyel. There's no din you need hanos meyov. It's a regular din achila. Kechol isur achila shabatayr. It says it has a different shear. The Torah said a different lashon, so we learn out that it has a different shear. So that's we have here a big mocker for the shita of Chaim Eisen and Rav Meir Simcha. On the other hand, we have Avraham Minahar, during Yevomus, he has the same kasha. So he says like this, Chilagasa and Kippur is potter, he's potter from Loisuna. Sha'afse inu yehu shemase kasatzmi. So first of all, in Hasbara Sadover, he says like Rashi, that Chilagasa is potter in Kippur, not because it lacks in the Maisa Chilo, but because it doesn't take away from the inui, because it is an inui, and achil gasa is more inui. Shemazik is atzmi. V'chaim the inui hu like mekayim mitzvah. So what does Gemara want from kotshim? So what's the tshustel to achilas kotshim? Says Rav Avraham Minahar. V'chaim the inui hu like mekayim mitzvah achila. Since it's an inui to eat an achil gasa, so we have a mitzvah achila like by kotshim. That's not a fulfillment of the mitzvah. Because it's the main smach here is from the pasuk that you have to have ochlu mitzvah achila. Aval oichel isurim achila gasa vadi mechayev. Right, I think it should be akol. Akol isurim achila gasa vadi mechayev. In shari isurim achila gasa is chayev. Achila gasa is an achila. The hard pot to be a mekipurim mishum dechsev bei loisuna. Because on Yom Kippur, the only reason why you potter is only because it's a special din of inui, and it's nothing to do with it, and doesn't take away because it says leisuuna, so it doesn't have regular gidrei achila. Here it is a little bit of an inui because faket yemasik hazatzmi. Aval my shisir teira lachilosim, but other isur achila vaday b'shum achila merachmano. Aval this is for any achila. Tarochlum mischayev. Aval my shetzivso tzivso b'achilosim, but when you have a mitzvah achila. Vaday be ikir achila merachmana. There wants the ikir achila, not just the any old achila, an ikir achila, and therefore the key mitzvah achila and achila gas. So let's state in Rav Avraham Minahar. I sent you the lashon exactly on the WhatsApp. I wonder if I still have it on my screen. Do I have a way to put it up on the screen? Be helpful. Yeah, maybe I could put it up on the screen. See inside because it's useful. Thank you. Okay, here's Rabbi Ramanar. So that the Gemara says that you're not yotzei achilas kotshim with an achila gasa v'arayah from Reish Lakish, that achila gasa in Kippur is potter. So let's pick it up here from potter me'ilav delay sunnah. So he explains why you potter in Kippur. She'atze inui hu shemazik es atzmi. That's like Rashi says bar. It's an inui because you're mazik es atzmi. V'cheim ad inui hulei mekayim mitzvah achila. And since it's an inui, you're not mekayim mitzvah achilas kotshim. And we know that mitzvah achilas kotshim is a mitzvah because it says mi va'ochla arim abon of duration after. So now, posh pshat in Gemara is that we're saying that achila gasa is not an achila, not for isuri achila, not for mitzvah achila. It's not an achila at all. Says our Rama Minahar, it's not true. By shari surim, by chaylev, by dam, by shari surim, achila gasa is also chayev. So Gemara the chiddush, not like the ritva. Saying it's a chiddush dim, says Rama Minahar. Says aval oichel isuri achila, oichel yichsurim. If you eat shari surim and achila gasa, vade mechayev yichayev. I don't care. It's an achila gasa. I in Kippur your potter. So no, Yom Kippur is different. Oh, the potter be Yom Kippur, you should not accept Leis Unah. Because here the Torah doesn't say an Isra Achila, it says an Isra of Leis Unah. And that you don't violate with an Achila Gasa, but because Arubik Tassino, you're a little massacre, because that's why eating an Achila Gasa is not antithetical to Inui. In a way, it's itself a kind of Inui. So it's not comparable to Shari Surim. Aval Bevesh Bemaish, you see the Torah Achilosim. But things where the Torah says, Leis Achilu, like Chaylev, like Dam, Chazer, regular Isra Achila, Vadai Beshu Achila Machmona, you're chayiv for shum achila, meaning any achila at all. Doesn't have to be an ideal achila, a great, a pleasant achila. It could be an unpleasant achila, an achila gasa. What's the difference? An achila it is. You violate it. You ate till a seichel kol novela. It doesn't matter if it's an achila gasa. Parachol mu chayiv. You ate it. Chayiv. Finished. Iceland. What does the Gemara want from kodshim? She says, no, kodshim is different. Kodshim is not an iser achila. It's a mitzvah achila. Says a Roman har, aval meshet sivso v'achila som. Where there's a mitzvah of achila, vade be'ikir achila merachmana. There, the Torah wants not just a shum achila like by surim, but an ikir achila, the real, the main achila, the best achila. And therefore, the key mitzvah achila imachum achila gasa, and there that you're not makai without it with an achila gasa. So, from the first of all, is a chiddush din. So, I don't know a chomer to this. By surim achila gasa is chayiv. I don't care. You eat nevela achila gasa you chayiv. By mitzvahs achila gasa no good. So if you ate matzah and achila gasa, that's not the Gemara. The Gemara says, by matzah and achila gasa, it's one of the reasons why we don't eat matzah at Pesach. Shouldn't eat achila gasa by night. I mean, if we don't eat sud at Pesach, you shouldn't eat achila gasa by night. Shouldn't be achila gasa by night. The kitchen, by mitzvahs, achila gasa is no good. He says, what's the difference? He says, because by yisurim, all I need is shum achila. So epis and achila. It has to be an achila by some definition. It doesn't have to be the best achila. For mitzvahs, you need ikar achila, means you need a prime achila. A prime achila is achila with all the pitchikas, a good achila, a pleasant achila, not an achila gasa. That's what the Gemara is bringing from Yom Kippur. You see from Yom Kippur that achila gasa is not a pleasant achila. It's not a steer, it's not antithetical to Inui. So it's not a pleasant, and that's all you see from Yom Kippur. But you see from Yom Kippur, since it's not a pleasant achila, it's not an achila, it's not an ikar achila. So since it's not an ikar achila, so it's no good for mitzvahs too, because by mitzvahs you need an ikar achila. At kan from a Rav Minhar. So I think lamadnu mitifer Rav Minhar several things. First of all, from the fact that he doesn't go the root of the ritva. The ritva is a pashut mahalach. Yom Kippur is a regular iser achila, just has a different shear. But otherwise it's a regular iser achila. The fact that the ritva doesn't go that route, you see that the Rav Minhar doesn't go that route. So you see that he holds not like the ritva. He holds that Yom Kippur is not a simple Isser Achila, Yom Kippur is an Isser of Asher Lo Yisu'una, Yisurei Daita. And therefore he has the problem, so how can you compare Yisurei Daita to the Achila's culture? But a Kapanach I see is not like, he's going more like the Chas Sofer, like the Michas Chinuch, that you have to have Yisurei Daita b'mitzias. Isser Achila in Yom Kippur is not a plain, ordinary Isser Achila, with just a bigger shear. But it's rather, it's Asher Lo Yisu'una. That's a necessary bepoil you have to have in order to violate the Isra Achil Yom Kippur. You have to have the bepoil of Yisrael Daita. And if it's unpleasant and it's not, and it's Achil Gasa, so you don't violate. So that's number one. So he's not like the Ritva, that's for sure. But I think also more, at the end of the day, what's the limud from Kodshim from Yom Kippur to Kodshim? I see by Yom Kippur, since Achil Gasa and Yom Kippur is Potter, you see that it's not an Ikar Achil. It's an achila. Can't say it's not an achila at all. For chaylev dam nevel, it's an achila, but it's not an ikar achila. Therefore, by mitzvahs, you have to have the Torah said a mitzvah achila. There, you have to have an ikar achila, and that I do learn after Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur was not an iser achila a bechlal, and it had nothing to do with achila, that is hard to hear. At the end of the day, how could you learn out from Yom Kippur what's called an ikar achila was not an ikar achila? Yeah, I know from Yom Kippur that it's not pleasant, but I knew it was. I didn't need Yom Kippur to tell me achila gas is not pleasant. We're learning something from Yom Kippur. We're learning from Yom Kippur that it's not an ikar achila. It's not the best achila. It's not a choice achila. Where does it say that in Yom Kippur? In Yom Kippur, it doesn't say a word about achila. In Yom Kippur, it says ashalei suna. No, ashalei suna achila. Achila gas is not ashalei suna. It's not the hepach of inui. What's to do with achila altogether? How can I, even to mitzvahs, even to ikar achila, how can I don't have? So I think from here is a big siyur to what I wanted to say the Chasam Sofer. That it's not that Yom Kippur has nothing to do with achila. Vani Yom Kippur is Mr. Achila, even according to the Chasam Sofer. But the gedra achila by Yom Kippur is different than the gedra achila by Shari Surim. By Shari Surim, there's one gedra achila, and it's groinoi. And by Yom Kippur, the achila includes hanos meil. Because it has to be an achila that brings the Yisuvei Daito. So I think Alderich Zer, Rav Menahar is saying that since Yom Kippur has to be an achila hamiyasheves as Daitoi, so an achila gasa is not an achila hamiyasheves as Daitoi. So the Indian, the gather achila of Yom Kippur, it's not good enough achila. It's not that it's something to do with achila. God has to do with achila, with kippur achila. But Yom Kippur has different gidre achila. By Yom Kippur, you need not an ordinary achila, you need an achila that's miyasev Daitoi. Achila gasa is not an achila. It's a minimum achila, but it's not a choice achila. It's not an achila that's miyasev daite. And Yom Kippur, in order to be chayiv, you need a choice achila. You need an achila miyasheves daite. Says the Rav Menahar, mitzvahs are more comparable to the achila of Yom Kippur than to the achila of Yisur. By Yisurim, all you need is a minimum achila. You ate an avela in any definition of achila yichayiv. Doesn't matter if it's a true. But when there's a mitzvah achila, matzah, kot, karbonos, there's a mitzvah achila, then you have to have an achila, what he calls an achila, an ikar achila. An ikar achila means a prime achila, a proper achila. You see from achila gas and Yom Kippur that an achila gas is not a prime achila. I think that's very much of a siyuah to this. From this Rav Menahar, I think this is a chover or a patron to the sheet of the Chasam Sofer, the way we were mazmerit. There's an achila of miyasev daiti. That's careful. You have to be careful not to go too far. Nobody ever said that by kotchem it's the shear is kikisevis, or that by matzah the shear is kikisevis. The shear of is kikizayis. You don't need to suvi daiti. So you have to say, you know, it's not exactly the same. Yom Kippur, you need that's the amen achila miachila that's miyashiv his daiti. That's for that you need kikisevis. By matzah you don't need achila miyashiv his daiti. But you need an ikar achila. An ikar achila is something less than achila that's miyashiv is daiti. But still, the Gemara still, so just like an achila gasa is not an ikar achila gabi Yom Kippur, it's not an ikar achila gabi mitzvah either. Even though they can't exactly have the same dharma, matzah shir is zayis. The shir matzah is not kiseves. But nonetheless, you see from Yom Kippur has a different definition of achila. And for the definition of achila by Yom Kippur, achila the miyashiv daiti, and achila gasa isn't enough. So who did my mitzvahs? When you need an ikar achila, an achila gas is not called an ikar achila. Okay, that's in regard to that. I want to start this discussion about Chatzis Shir. Chatzis Shir is a mitzvah. So we had in the Gemara, Pirechon says that Chatzis Shir is also in the Torah. He says because it's chazil tzerufi. Most of my time with Rav Yochanan because it's chazil tzerufi. And Rish Lakish says that chatzis shir is mutter min haTorah, also min haRabbanan. This maskanas Gemara is also min haRabbanan, but min haTorah it's mutter because it's lav achilu. Chatzis less than a shir is not an achilu. Later in the Gemara brings that it's a posuk kol chelov mimar bechatzis shir, and Rish Lakish says it's an asmachta. So first of all, the Rishayim may ask, if it's a svar, why do we need a pasuk? And if it's a pasuk, why do we need a svar? The Shari asked more the first one. If it's a pasuk, why do we need it? If it's a pasuk, why do we need a svar? Chare the other way around also shred. I don't know, for some reason the Shari don't speak out the other half. Let me speak out more. If I have a pasuk, why do we need a svar? So Taisus answers, without the svar, I would say the pasuk is an asmachta. So this is other things I could learn out from the pasuk. So the pasuk had no other interpretation. I need the pasuk for koi. So here, Malcolm Leimer, that the drush is taken as machta, the way Rishol Kisholt, and Libidamus. So therefore, Yerichan has to say, no, this is a svar, the pasuk has a svar. So may let's mistaber that it's a drush gemur. The Ritva, and likewise the Ran, at the beginning of the third parak of Shuas, that Tesam Rala from the Dapi Erif, we're going to talk about the Ran in a minute. They say, slightly different as Bara, that I need the svara because without the svara I would say, yeah, it's a pasuk, but it's only a pasuk by Chalev. So by Chalev, Chatzishi is also. We know them to extrapolate from Chalev to Shari Surah. Says the Gemara, no, the pasuk has a svara. The svara is because it's Chazal Surufi. So now it's ready. It's Tabrits, a Gili Milso, that in Kolotur, that in Uli Surah, we say that it's that Chatzishi is also. As if there would be a svara, if it would be a pasuk without a svara, so I would say it's Xeris HaKosov Ba'alma, only by Chalev. But since the Xeris HaKosov has a Mokum in Svara, so the Xeris HaKosov is it's Mistabah that's coming to be Mlamed and everything. Yeah, again, the Rishonim knows the other way around. Now that it's a Svara, why do we need a pasuk? That the Rishonim don't speak out so much. Once it's a svara, crawl omelie. So, could be this has to do with the famous Chakira, with Chanan in several places, and the Shach and Ariezri. And others, the Yeshiva Shechakira in Chazal Surufi is how to understand there's two. We'll see Behemshech, there's more than two, but Chan lays down there's two ways to understand the Svar of Chazal Surufi. The Lashon of Chan is you could understand that it's a simon or a sibah. We talked about this in Chuluk. A simon or a sibah. What does that mean? You could understand that Chazal Surufi is Mederech Simon Varaya. Yechin's been your proof. I'll prove to you that Chatzishi is also. Because after all, if you eat a shir shalom, a whole kezayis, yechayev, from the fact that yechayev and a whole kezayis, it's a simon raya that every little bit must have been also. Because if every little bit was mutter, so you eat a Chatzishi and a Chatzishi and a Chatzishi and it's all mutter. And then you get to the last little drop and now you have a kezayis. And all of a sudden yechayev. How do you get a chiyuv out of a lot of meisim that were all each one by yourself was mutter? So raya, that Chatzishi must be, that it was Hakim Maisim of Isser. Every Yachilu was a Maisim Isser. Didn't add up to a Shir Chiyuv. You add up enough Yisurim, you get a Shir Chiyuv. This is B'derech Simen V'raya. That's what I want to say on Chatzishi. The other way to understand is that it's a Sibah. The reason why Chatzishi is also is because since if you eat a whole shear, you'll be chayev, and this Chatzishi is roi to be mitzaref to the chiyuv. So the fact that it's roi to be mitzaref to the chiyuv is a reason to aser it all by itself. Some say when they say over the svarav that it's a sibah. The way they say it is like a hachoka deraisa. Like you find the Ran says the beginning of Sochem, that Bayura Bayimotzi is a hachoka, usually hachoka said the Rabbonim, but the Ran says that Bayura Bayimotzi is a hachoka, the Torah made a hachoka on the Yisra Achila. Achila's the chorus. The Torah said, don't have any chometz. Why? No, we don't ask why, but somehow Chazal understood, why? Because we don't want you to eat it. So Alderach said, the Torah said, don't eat a chatzishir, because if you keep eating enough chatzishirs, right, it's like M&M's. You only want to take one. It's another one. By the time you finish, by the time you look around, you finish the whole package. So that's why Torah is chazal surufi. You're going to wind up with the whole chiyuv. So Torah is not to do it. It's a chok. I don't think you have to go so far. I don't think you have to go so far. It could be exhausted also, but But the it doesn't need the hasbara that it's a harchaka. A maisa that's roy to be mitzarev to a chiyuv. The Torah said that it's awesome. Without any hasbars, why? I don't even know why. A boss, like Rav Chaim said, we don't ask five boss, we ask the boss. We don't ask why, we ask what. What does it say in Pasuk? It says in Pasuk that a maisa that could be mitzarev to a shir chiyuv. So that maisa itself, even before you get to the shir, the Torah asks it. So now, nechziana, if you learn the second way, that it's a siba, that because it could be mitzarev to a shir chiyuv, so therefore it's also already now. So then avadi need a Pasuk. Without a Pasuk, it doesn't go. What kind of, that's not a svar you can say without a Pasuk altogether. I mean, if it's a chokka, for sure the way it would. And if it's not a chokka, then even more. Mechates is such an isser. The Torah said, if you eat a kazayi sechai, mechates that if you eat something that's only royal, it's tariff, that it's an isser. So if I don't need a posuk. But what it says in the posuk is, now that it's a posuk of kolchelev, but what does it say in posuk? So if Yerichman says, what it says in posuk is that the reason why, what it says in posuk is that something that's royal, it's tariff, lechiyuv, an achilo that's royal, it's tariff to achilov, the Torah asked it. So if that is such a svara, needs a posuk. Without a posuk, you don't get started. Besides, once you have a posuk, why do you need a svara? So that's that the Ran explains, because the svara, the Tosfos explains, I would have made sinas machta, or the Ran says, I would have thought it's only in my chaylev, mechetese by shari surim. So Rabbi Yochanan said, no, since this posuk has a mahalach, the reason why the Torah asked it chatzishir is because it's royal to be mistarif to a shir achilov. So why should I be limited to chaylev? If the Torah had such a svara, if the Torah had such an iser, the Torah asks for something because it's royal isar flechiv. Why should I be limited to chaylev? If on the other hand you want to learn that it's a simon, that it's a simon raya, and from the fact that you chayev, so it must be, on a shir on a kezayis, it must be that every little bit was mutter, because how could a lot of little achilas of heter add up to a chiyuv? So then the kasha is still stressed. So then why do we need a posuk? If it's a svara, and the svara is a simon varaya, so if I have a raya, why do we need a posuk? Aval, yichalana loymer, that it's also not so terrible, because maybe the svara is not so muchuch. It's not 100% muchuch, this svara, that because I'm chayim and a kezayis, so every little piece must have been osur. Maybe not. Maybe every little piece is mamish mutter. And then the last little piece that makes the kezayis is the masha achrin. Maybe that's the whole iser. So it's a little bit rochik, but maybe. So I need the svar, the pasuk to tell me, no. It's talk of the way the svar indicates. It's a pasuk. Pasuk tells me, no, the whole thing is awesome. But now that I have a pasuk, so I understand that the svar was a good, my original svar was a good svar. I could have been nitchak otherwise. So Torah said, no, the svar, this glatta svar is right. That if there's a chiyah for the whole shir, it must be that every little bit was a chiyah. It's not that the chiyuv causes the iser. No, that's the point. It's not that the chiyuv causes the iser. The chiyuv is an indication that there must be an iser, because if there was no iser, how did the chiyuv happen? So that arai muchachas. I couldn't conceive that there is a chiyuv at the end without an iser having happened in the meanwhile. It was heter, bang, you have a chiyuv. But it's not mistaba that way. So the pasuk is megala that the mistaba the way is the emes, not the not mistaba the way. The emes is that the chiyuv comes about because you have a lot of little isurim. But it's not a siba. You know, if anything, the siba is the other way around. The fact that there's a lot of little isurim causes the chiyuv. It's not that the chiyuv causes the little isurim. Maybe that's a better way to say it, or another way to say it. Rav Chanan says it, siman and siba. Another way to say it, it comes to the same thing, is you could say both in terms of siba, but it's an opposite siba. The one mahalach is, the fact that it's going to be eventually chayiv causes this to be also. It's a chokka, let's say, or a chokka is the way to remember it. Without a chokka, the fact that it's going to be a chiyuv at the end causes the Torah to ask a little bit. The other tzad, the tzad of what Melchonim calls a raya, a siman raya, the way to say it is, how could I have a chiyuv at the end if there weren't any isurim? It must be there were a lot of little isurim, and a lot of little isurim caused the chiyuv at the end to be precipitated. Akaponim, Adkan from Melchonim, and others, that there's two mahalchim here, how to understand the word of the Rav Yochanan's idea of chazal tzirufi. That it's a simen varaya. The fact that it's a chiyuv is an indication that every little portion must have been a maisa iser, because if it was a maisa heter, how did I wind up with the chiyuv? Or that it's a And then you have to ask, if it's a raya, what do we need a pasuk for? I have to say, well, the raya is not such a great raya, I need a pasuk. Or the other way around, that it's a sibo. The fact that I'm chayiv causes the issue of kol chaylan. And then, of course, I need a pasuk. Because this cause, it needs a gzeres hakosov. But what we're saying is, the gzeres hakosov is that the fact that you're chayiv and a kizayis causes the Torah to aser with kol chaylan, causes the Torah to aser even a chatzishir. Yeah, so meanwhile, all we have is a chakir from a v'chonah. What we want to know is there any indication in Rishonim, in Gemara, to these to either of these Tzadim? So just tell me, I don't know if this is really right or anything, but from the fact that the Rishonim are only busy with why don't we need a pasuk, why don't we need a svar if it's a pasuk, and they don't discuss at all why don't we need a pasuk if it's a svar. So even though we have an answer, but they don't even talk about it. So maybe that's a chassid of Rai Ladova, that they were going more with the side that's a sibul. It's not a siman varaya. Because again, if it's a siman varaya, then you do have to ask yourself, so if I have a raya, why don't we do the pasuk? So I said, so maybe the raya is not mukhuch. You could conceivably understand there is heter, and then you have chiyuv all of a sudden at the end for the last mashu. They should have addressed it. They're more busy the other way. Why don't they busy the other way? So that's maybe an indication that they're not going with that. That maybe that's an indication, at least these Rishonim will talk about it. The Tosis, the Ran, the Ritva. The Rishonim will discuss, why don't we need a Svara if it's a Pasuk? They don't even talk about, why don't we need a Pasuk if it's a Svara? So maybe that's a Raglai Ladover, a Simon Rai, if you will, that these Rishonim at least held, didn't hold from the Sad, that the Chazurufi is a Simon Rai. They held more that it's a, than it's, if anything, they held it's a Sim. But maybe. I thought maybe also might be totally, this we spoke about in Chulin's man, that it might be totally in the Machlekes, the Tosis Rosh, in Pesachim Dach Mem Dalad, with the Rash and Tfilioi in Perik Beis Mishnah Gimel, about Chatzishir Al Yedei Tarevis. Let's say you have a Chatzishir, and it's Mishnah Tarevis, but Pochus Mechdei, Mikazayis Mechdei Achilles Pras. So let's say I have a Kazayis mixed up in beans, a Kazayis of pork, that's mixed up in a lot of beans in such a way that I could eat the kedei achilas pras of beans. I won't have a kazayis of pork. Is it mutim in a Torah or also in a Torah? It's not batel b'shishim. You're not allowed to eat it. But is that only the rabbanon or midrash not allowed to eat it? Of course, it has to do with nepach. But assuming that we don't say nepach, so there's no nepach. So the beans are mutter. The pork is also. So I ate a kazayis of pork. I ate a kazayis of pork in more than a kedei achilas pras. But kitzur, in a kedei achilas pras, I could only eat a chatzizayis of pork. So is that an issur Torah or the rabbanon? So it's machlokes. The Tosfos Rosh says that chatzishir al yedei tarevis is mutter. Even Rabbi Yochanan says chatzishir is also manater. It's only a chatzishir be'en or kedei achilas pras, but a chatzishir al yedei tarevis is mutter. And the Rash is chilek and Rashi love. It's also as chatzishir. So, sorry, never mind the riots. We talked in Chulin's mind about the riots. The Rash brings a riot. It's the end of the riot. We're not going to get into the riot. But just the need in itself, in Svar. The Chayor should be totally in the Tutsdonim of Rav Chanan's Chakira. If you learn that, what happened? I ate half a kazayis of pork, I have pork and beans. Let's say a kedei achilas pras minus. And here I have in this pork and beans, so in order for me to eat a kazayis of pork, it would take me 10 minutes. So there's no kazayis b'chdei achilas pras. So I ate half a kazayis, in 5 minutes. So now, is it chazur surufi? This half a kazayis of pork that I ate in 5 minutes, I have another 4 minutes to go. Right? The time doesn't run out for another, the clock doesn't run out for another 4 minutes. I have kedei achilas pras. I have 9 minutes to eat a kazayis. I ate pork and beans, half a kazayis of pork. It took me 5 minutes because it's mixed up with the beans. How much time do I have to eat a kazayis? 9 minutes. So I have 4 minutes left. Could I eat another half a kazayis in the remaining 4 minutes? Yeah. Not in the pork and beans. Well, who needs pork and beans? I could go take another piece of pork. I could take a chatzizayis of pork and I can eat it in 2 seconds. So about it's chazul sufi. If chazul sufi is a sibah, it's a reason to ask her, So we also ate a chatzizayis of pork. It's chazal srufi as much as any other chatzizayis of pork. This particular chatzizayis took me 5 minutes, but I could eat another chatzizayis in 30 seconds. So why isn't it chazal srufi? On the other hand, if you learn that that's not a siva, he says. It's a siman v'raya. What's a siman v'raya? The fact that if I eat a whole kazayis, I'm going to be chayev. It's a raya that every little bit must also have been a maisis. So that's only a raya. Here I don't have that siman v'raya. Because if I, the thing that I did, if I keep doing it, I will never be chayev. I ate pork alidei tarevis. And alidei tarevis is less than kazayis b'chayev chilis pas. It's very thin tarevis. So such a kind of achila, I could do it from today till kingdom time, I'll never be chayav. So where's the raya that it's a maisa issa? Maybe it's a maisa heter. Maybe eating a kezayis b'vochus mekhil is pasas a maisa heter. So a raya that it's a maisa issa you don't have. So I thought that's maybe the nekudas, the machlekas between the Rosh and Tosfos Rosh revolves around this. The Rosh held, Tosfos Rosh held that chazul tzerufe is a simen v'raya. And the siman v'raya is only for an achila ben, or an achila is where it's kedei achila spas. But there's no raya that if there's no kezayis b'chayei achila spas, that's an achilas tarevis, where it's not a kezayis b'chayei achila spas, I have no raya that it's pulled up that it's a maisa issa. Says Tesoro, so that's not the mutter minatar. Without the siman v'raya, it's mutter. Whereas the Rash holds that it's a siva. And if it's a siva, then what's the difference if this half a zayis I ate in a tarevis? But it's still chazal tzerufa. I could eat the other half of gezayis ben. So b'meil, it's chazal tzerufa. The fact that it's chazal tzerufa is a siba why it should be also. But there chachaka, not but there chachaka. I'm going to exactly say the siba works, but it's still the siba is out of there. So okay, fine. So that's another echad that maybe from that place of Rosh and the Rash, there's a mokim to be tailor this chakira. Maybe there's a mokim to be tailor al chanan's chakira and this machleik is being the Tosfos and the Rash. Rabbi Chonin wants to read the Chakira, and Rav Shach also. Rav Shach is glad to read inside in the Avi Ezri. I sent you the Avi Ezri. Loshon is very. It's glad to read inside. They want to be titled the Chakira, and Machlek is the Rambam and the Ramban. The Rambam in Perek Dalet Shvus Halacha Aleph, and in Perek Aleph Nedarim Halacha Hey. So the Duke in the Rambam that if a person let's say a person took a Shvus Shloy Oichal Kikush a Shvus Shloy Oichal, I'm not going to eat the carrots. Or he made a neder. He was matpis. He took a carrot and he was matpis at beneder. He asked it beneder. So how much does he need to eat in order to be chayev? So we know machlekes Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanon. But according to Rabbanon, you have to eat a kezayis. We had that in the Gemara by us in 9 Gimel Beis. That according to Rabbanon, if you mefarish less than a shear, then chayev in a kosher. But stam, we assume that he meant the kezayis. Rabbi Akiva says, stam, we assume also he meant less than the kezayis. So Bekitzer, it's totally in his lashon. If he says stam, according to the Rabbanon, according to the halacha, then it's a kezayis. If he's mefarish, then it's pachas mi kezayis. So the Shia Kazayas really comes from his Lashon. If he says Tam, we assume he only meant to take a Shua and a Kazayas. If he's Mefarish, then he meant to make a Shua and less than a Kazayas, and then he's Chayav and less than a Kazayas. I, it's less than a Kazayas. Who cares? The Iker Isser is the Shua. So what if he had a Chatzi Shia? Person took a shvua, I'm not going to eat carrots. And the shvua is stam, so it's a kezayis. So the body's not chayim until he eats a kezayis. But is it also in a Torah to eat a half a kezayis, or is it mutter? And if it's mutter, it might be mutter even with rabbanon, because over here, I don't know if there's even a gzer. So machlekes, the Rambam is mashma. The Rambam says, if you eat a chatzi shir, you're potter. Just like if you eat a chatzi shir of nevelis and shkotzim and all these three. So the Ramban, the Ran in Shvus, that Chabezim Beis, Chabezim Aleph, he brings B'Shem the Ramban. Well, actually, the Ramban himself doesn't mention the Ramban, but the Ran himself is Medayik from the Lashon of the Ramban. The Ramban in Shuas, there's two Rams. There's a Ram in the Chidushi Haran, which is a separate Sefer, and there's a Ram in the Ran al Arif, the Perish Ran al Arif. They're both over there in Shuas, Chabezim and Aleph. In the Dapay Arif, it's Tesam and Aleph. So the Ramban and the Ran in the Chidushim quotes the Ramban. The Ramban is Chaylik on the Ramam. I don't think he mentions the Ramam. The Ramban says with the Poshut that it's Mutter. It's Mutter, not only the Raisa, it's Mutter even with the Rabbanu. I Chatsi, she is also in Atayah. Says the Ran, B'Shem the Ramban, says not, that's only Sui Torah. But an Isra you made on your own, what's the Lashon? He says, an Isra, I'll read you the Lashon. And even a shlokas is least also midrabbanon. Here there's no issur at all. Even latchila, even midrabbanon is no issur. The hani mili is a teirah. There you have a din of chatzis shiras osur. Aval hocha issur abo me'atmihu. Here he made the issur. V'chemish li niskaven elu l'kazayis. And since his kavana was only for a kazayis, pochus mikazayis heter gomeru. So less than a kazayis is heter gomer. Then he says, "V'tmihani me'arambam." I don't know if it's the Ramban talking or the Ram talking. "V'tmihani me'arambam." I don't understand the Rambam. "Shekosu perigdalat milchashuas v'chem epekaralat milchas nedarim." That the not loykach erichel kazayis mashma that there is an iser. What do you mean iser? What is iser? It's muta etegomer. Bekitzer, he's medayik in the Rambam that it's chatzish also minatayr by shuas nedarim, and he says b'shem the Ramban and he's masking with the Ramban that it's not true because since he himself made the iser. And he only meant to Aser Kazayas. So less than the Kazayas, there's no Isser. That's the Ran in the Chidushim. However, the Ran himself in his parish on the Rif, they're in the same place, beginning of the third parak, it's in Daf Tesam and Aleph and the Daf Erif, is Chayzer. He says that since we find in the Gemara that the reason for Rabbi Yochanan is because it's Chazul Yistarufei, and even though it's a pasuk of Kol Chaylev, but you still need the time of Chazul Yisrufei, because Kol Chaylev, I would only know Chaylev. Had it with Shari Surim, that's because of Chazul Yisrufei. So bottom line is that the reason why it's also is because it's Chazul Yisrufei. So Meila, who had him a Shvur? Even though Chatzis Ayis is a Heter Gomer, because after all, Eimach Chal Dvor, if you only meant to be Nishma and a Kazayis, fine, that's for Malkus and for Korban. But for Isser, it's Chazul Yisrufei. If it's Chazul Yisrufei, it's also. The kid said, and he writes with Perish, even though in my Chidushim I wrote otherwise, but I changed my mind and the Rambam is right. You can see why all the Rashivas got excited about this piece. So we have in Machaikas the Ram and the Ram. Machaikas the Ram and the Rambam and the Ramban, and the Machaikas between the Ram, Kaidim Chazor, and the Ach Chazor. The Ran, Kaidim Chazara, and the Ramban hold that by Shvur, it's not Shaykh Chatzishir. Because he only asked the Kazayas, so Chatzishir is Het the Gomer. And the Ran, but the Rambam, and the Ran, La'acha Chazara, hold, what's the difference? He only asked the Kazayas. But it's Chazal Sufi. So Chazal Sufi is also. Zotar al-Khanon. And Aderech Zeref Shach, that it's totally in this machlokes, it's totally in this Shakira. The Ramban held, and the Ram Kaidim Chazora, that Chozul Tzrufa is B'derech Simon V'raya. From the fact that Yechayim and Kazayis, it's a raya that less than a Kazayis must also be an Issa. Maybe the Raya's Masbir, because if it's a Heter, if less than a Kazayis is a Heter, then how can he have heter, 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 and then at the end it becomes also? How can a lot of little heterim add up to an isser, add up to a chiv? So from the fact that the chiv at the end is a raya that every little bit was also. Says the Ramban, but that's shaykh nisuri Torah, that there's a raya that the Torah meant to aser even a little bit of chazer. But in a shvur, you can't have a raya that he meant to aser even a little bit. We know what he meant. He says beferish, his lashon is he only wants to aser kazayas. If he meant to ask her less than a kezias, then he'd be chayvin less than a kezias. So how do we know he only means to ask her a kezias? And less than a kezias is heter gomer. But why not the same problem? So every little bit was heter. So how did heter add up to chiv at the end? That the Ramah's not really going to, doesn't tell us. Shach talks a little bit. He says, I have to say that that Shvuah is different because the real issur is that he's violating his Shvuah. And since the real issur is that he's violating his Shvuah, so then it does make sense that the less, it's heter, 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 and then at the last little bit, it becomes chayav. No, it doesn't make sense. I'm allowed to eat less than a shear of chazer, and allowed to eat less than a shear of chazer, and I'm allowed to, and allowed to. A gram is mutter, another gram is mutter, another gram is mutter, and then all of a sudden, you get a chayav out of a whole bunch of heter. By a Shvuah, it's not a dovah tamuah. A little, I had a gram of carrots, I didn't violate my Shvuah. Another gram of, I didn't violate my word. Another gram, I didn't violate my word. But when I eat the last gram, now all of a sudden I violated my word, so I'm chayav. So there is not such a dovah tamuah. So the whole siman v'rayim halach you don't have. So that's the Ramban. Says the Ramban over here. It's not shaykh the whole chazal is terufin. Vashenki and the Rambam and the Ram la'acha chazara, they ended the chazal is a sibay seres. They understood it's a sibay seres. One second.